Well, good morning. This is Linda Morris from St. Petersburg, Florida, and this morning I am talking about one of my favorite product lines with NECAN, and that is the True Element skincare line. So grateful that NECAN came out with this line. It's been about 5 years now, I believe. And when they came out with it, they were extremely picky. They really wanted to make sure that it was going to be healthy, that there were absolutely no ingredients in it that anybody would react to. And they have done a beautiful job with that. In fact, they chose to go with EcoCert certification. And EcoCert was the very first certification body to develop standards for natural and organic cosmetics. In fact, I Googled it. You can Google it yourself. It's EcoCert, ECOCERT.com. And this has been very important to me, because, and actually I was very lucky when this product line first was introduced to NECAN. I was the person they sent the line to in the field to test it, which can be one of the benefits of the President's Club, is sometimes you get to test products before everybody else so they can get feedback. So that was me. And then I introduced it to the field at the convention. Actually, it was in Orlando. And if you go to my website, vitalenergytips.com, and you go into the True Element site, actually, there's a Dave Johnson did a video of part of that talk, and that's there. And actually, I have another 90-second talk on the True Element skincare too, and the benefits, because they're truly amazing. In fact, when I was sent the line, I got real excited because it was a whole new skincare line, and I'd been hearing about it from the president that they were really working on developing a wonderful, healthy line of skincare. And at the time, I was using a skincare and makeup line that was causing me to have little blisters around my nose every morning. I'd have like 3 or 4 blisters. And when I when I started to use this whole line, and it's, you know, it is a cleanser, a toner, there's an exfoliating mask, there's a day cream, night cream, there's also the contour cream, and there's a hand lotion. So when I started using it for the first night, I woke up the next morning with only one blister. Of course, I was still using the makeup line I was using. Didn't think about the toxic ingredients that were in that. And when I met Susan Jeske, and she was asking me, she was telling me about it. She's like, well, I was telling her my story because she worked with another network marketing skincare company. And her whole body was toxic from the mineral oil that they put in the to the cleanser, to the body lotion. And the only part of her body that wasn't getting these toxic ingredients was her scalp. So when you put mineral oil on your body, it blocks down, it closes that cell, so it's not losing moisture, but it's also not allowing anything in. So it blocks it, so nothing comes or goes. So her scalp was actually oozing all these sores, and because it's the only part of her body anything could get out, because everything else was blocked because of mineral oil. So you really need to read labels. So she's like, well, do you know what was happening? I'm like, no, I don't know. And she's like, it's the toxic ingredients was causing your body to react, and that's where the blisters are coming from. I'm like, oh, okay. So that's why if there's anything toxic, my body breaks out. So that's just something to be aware of. In fact, I was trying something else in a line that our company doesn't carry. And yesterday, you know, I've tried it 3 different times, and every time I get blisters. So there's something to be said for EcoCert Organic. So EcoCert Organics, it's the highest certification in the world for organic body care products. And the basis of it is to ensure environmentally friendly cosmetic product. The EcoCert standards lays down, 1, the use of ingredients derived from renewable resources manufactured by environmentally friendly processes. EcoCert therefore checks the absence of GMO, parabens, phenoxyphthalene, okay, here we go with the ingredients list again, ethanol, nanoparticles, silicone, PEG, synthetic perfumes and dyes, animal-derived ingredients unless naturally produced by them, like such as milk or honey, the biodegradability or recyclability of nature of the packaging. Number two, a minimum threshold of natural ingredients from organic farming to be reached to obtain certification. For both labels, EcoCert standard imposes that a minimum of 95% of the total ingredients come from a natural origin. For the natural and organic cosmetic label, a minimum of 95% of all plant-based ingredients in the formula and a minimum of 10% of all ingredients by weight must come from organic farming. For the natural cosmetic label, a minimum of 50% of all plant-based ingredients in the formula and a minimum of 5% of all ingredients by weight must come from organic farming. Some ingredients very frequently found in cosmetics, such as water, salts, and minerals, cannot be certified as organic because they are not sourced from farming. For example, shampoos and some creams mostly composed of water contain between 10 and 40% organic ingredients and always 95% natural ingredients. An essential oil which does not contain water can be up to 100% organic ingredients. On-site audit, number three, on-site audit is performed by an EcoCert auditor. Consult the documents dedicated to your sector. So there's standard EcoCert standards and the list EcoCert Green Life operators. And that's all on their EcoCert.com website. And this is under the cosmetic, natural and organic cosmetics. And when I do send out this call, I'm going to attach a sheet. It's called the Toxic 12 List. And this is looking at the ingredients you do want to avoid putting on your body. And if you think about it, you think, oh, it's just my face. Well, it is what we first put forward to people is your face. And if it's causing, if there's toxic ingredients, it can be aging you, it can cause the problems, and it can cause redness, all kinds of things can happen. But if you look at the Toxic 12 List, and you think about all the things we put on our body every day, it starts to add up and turns into a toxic ingredient. So just like living in the wellness home, it's not about being a fanatic, but it is avoiding and doing what we can to control some things in our environment. And if you think about it, you know, all the things we put on our bodies every day. So just taking a shower. You know, luckily we have a shower filter that prevents, you know, absorbs and neutralizes the toxins in our water and actually adds back the life, the healthy Pymag water in our showers. But a lot of people don't. So they're getting all those chemicals and chlorine and pharmaceuticals that are dissolved in our water supply. First of all, they're getting all that. So then if you're shampooing your hair and you have toxic ingredients in the shampoo, start making a list. Somebody write this down for me and then let me know how many you come up with. So you take a shower, and the shampoo has toxic ingredients in it, like the sodium lauryl sulfate. That's in most things that lather, makes it lather. That's one of the toxic 12. Then you go to, of course, the conditioner, and that may have other things in it that also add chemicals. And then you're using your shower gel all over your, everywhere. So that's that's the third thing you're putting on your body, a third time you're putting chemicals. And then you shave your legs or your beard or whatever you're shaving, and that's the fourth thing. And all of those shaving creams or gels have mineral oil in it, which I said, it blocks down that pore, so it's no longer breathing, essentially. And let's see, what else do we do? We might exfoliate in the shower, but anyway, as we're getting out of the shower, a lot of people put body lotion on, and then you put deodorant on, and then you're gonna put perfume on. You're gonna put facial lotion on, and then you put perfume on. You just start to add it all up, and it's like, holy cow. So you think, well, it's not just one thing. And then if you put makeup on, that's more chemicals, and hair gel. And then every time you wash your hands, generally there's always, once again, that sodium lauryl sulfate, especially if you're not at home and washing your hands. So you really start to add up, and it's like, holy cow. So Nikan put together a really great PowerPoint, and I am going to open that. I thought I had it open, but where did it go? Let me find it. So let's just, as I'm opening this PowerPoint, aging is not just the way we look, but more importantly, it's the degenerative diseases which prematurely change our lives, like breast cancer, depression, obesity, birth defects, heart disease, hormone disruption, memory loss, ADD. And the following are the worst toxic carcinogenic list commonly found in most skin and personal care products. Each is directly linked to one or more of the above conditions that I just listed. Benzoyl peroxide, DEA, MEA, and TEA, dioxin, although it says it won't appear on an ingredient list, often contain in antibacterial ingredients like triclosan, emulsifiers, PEGs, and other cleansers like sodium lauryl sulfate. DM, in this list you're going to get FD&C color and pigments, parabens, PEG, polyethylene glycol, actually anything that ends with glycol, phthalates, propylene glycol or butylene glycol, sodium lauryl sulfate and sodium lauryl sulfate. Oh, Laura, sorry. Little change in that word. Sunscreen chemicals. So all sunscreen is, it has to be a chemical to be a sunscreen. Triclosan. So those are the toxic 12 list. Okay, I have my PowerPoint up. This is from Nikan's website. Toxic environment. We are the first generation of people with chemical overload. There are approximately 200 chemicals in the average person's body fat. In fact, at birth, they now know that a baby born has over 200 chemicals in its body at birth. It's not a question of if we are carrying a burden of toxic compounds, it's how much. Long-term illnesses ranging from cancer to birth defects may not be linked to underlying cosmetic-related causes because symptoms of chronic toxic effects may not occur until months or years after exposure. And that's Senator Edward Kennedy. The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health analyzed 2,983 chemicals used in personal care products. 884 of the chemicals used were toxic, 314 caused biological mutation, 218 caused reproductive complications, 778 caused acute toxicity, 148 caused tumors, 376 caused skin and eye irritations. So the True Elements is EcoCert Organic, and if you're actually going to go to the mall or even the health food store to actually see EcoCert, so it's E-C-O-C-E-R-T in a circle, it's going to be very rare for you to actually find an entire line, let alone a couple products that have EcoCert Organic here in the United States. EcoCert defines natural in cosmetics as existing in or formed by nature, not artificial. Comes from a plant that has a benefit to the skin. None of the ingredients may be found from a list of chemicals or non-organic compounds, including no synthetic perfumes or dyes, no propylene glycol or similar solvents, no emulsifiers such as PEG, polyethylene glycol, no fatty alcohols or acids, no artificial preservatives such as paraben, no petroleum byproducts, and no carbonyl. Benefits of being certified by EcoCert are independent third-party guarantee of quality and purity of ingredients, authenticity and integrity of organic and natural claims, prevention of damage to the environment and humans by the poisonous chemicals used in conventional agriculture. The True Elements Foaming Face Wash, Pore Refining Toner, Daily Perfecting Cream, Intensive Night Cream, Contour Serum, Exfoliating Mask. And a lot of men think, oh, well, I'm a guy, I don't need that. Well, yes, men have as much skin as women, sometimes more. And especially here in Florida, there's actually more men that get skin cancer than there are women because at least women are putting a lot of you know, face creams and body lotions on that might have a skin a sun protectant. And our True Elements does not have a SPF because once again that would be a chemical. But the organics, the from the Himalaya, or actually the Swiss Alps, works like a natural sunscreen. So it's not a SPF, but it works like a natural sunscreen. So the benefits of the foaming face wash, it thoroughly cleanses without stripping the skin's natural oils, balances the skin's natural pH, evens out skin tone for a fresh, healthy look, leaves skin feeling clean, fresh, and soft. The key ingredients, NectaPure eliminates city skin, aloe vera, healing, soothing, and moisturizing, supports cell growth, Hyssop, wonderful natural cleanser, great for sensitive skin. The pore refining toner, and actually I put this in a little a glass spritzer and I just spritz it on my face and my chest. Benefits, minimizes and reduces pores after cleansing. And that's where whenever I get a facial, my facialist is always asking me, what skincare line are you using? Because like your skin is cleaner than anybody else that I work with. So I get a compliment. Of course, now she knows, okay, you're using the Niken skincare. I'm like, well, yeah, it's the best. And as you know, if you've been telling me for years, it works. Water-based, so it will hydrate and moisturize. Balances the natural pH and moisturizes skin. Infuses skin with natural vitamins and minerals. Key ingredients, hyssop extract has antiseptic properties. Aloe vera leaf juice helps to restore the skin texture. NectaPure, antioxidant, free radical scavenger. The Daily Perfecting Cream, benefits. And actually, the night cream is the same, but it's just a little richer. And actually, you can emulsify it with a little, you know, a couple drops of Pymag water if you want it to thin out a little bit, which is very rare for a lotion or a cream. The benefits, keeps skin soft and supple, reduces appearance of aging. Hydrates the skin without clogging the pores. Helps to prevent look of wrinkles, loss of elasticity, and vitality. Key ingredients. Edelweiss has antioxidant properties comparable to vitamin C. Meribone helps reduce allergic reaction, reduces histamine production. NectaPure helps against city skin. And the intensive night cream visibly reduces the depth and appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. In fact, I use this during the day also. Promotes firmer, more resilient skin. Components used in the body's production of elastin. Supports skin processes at the cellular level. Can help skin guard against free radical damage. Key ingredients, squalane, keeps skin moist, reduced appearance of wrinkles. Imperatoria, supports natural and anti-inflammatory response. Meribum, ideal for a sensitive allergy-affected skin. Olive, macadamia, and jojoba oils nourish and seal in moisture. Shea butter and aloe vera for soothing effect. Vitamin E, powerful antioxidant. After looking at this, this looks like it has even more great ingredients. So I think I'll use it after reading this one slide all the time. True Elements Contour Serum, benefits, natural tightening effect, fast acting, no harsh chemicals, key ingredients, hydrolyzed rhizoban and acai gum, firming agents, natural olive, macadamia, and jojoba oils, nourish and protect the skin from losing moisture, aloe vera and shea butter to refresh elasticity and tone, contain high concentrations of Swiss alpine plants, edelweiss, imperatoria, meribum, and artemisia. The True Elements Exfoliating Mask, benefits, gently exfoliate surface impurities and dull, dry skin, improves skin texture and tone, reveals healthy, radiant skin, helps to minimize fine lines and dry flakes, key ingredients, organic apricot stone granules, gently exfoliates the dead skin cells, olive, macadamia, and jojoba oils helps moisturize and protect skin from drying out, shea butter and aloe vera softens and soothes the skin. Imperatoria, artemisia, and meribum support healthy skin. In fact, I just keep the exfoliating mask in my shower, so I put it on before I put on my shampoo, or actually after the shampoo. and just leave it on. So you could just leave it on 3 minutes. It's really great. And when this first came out, we were doing like little kind of like skincare parties, and have everyone wash the face and put the toner on and the day cream, or do the exfoliating mask and then the day cream. Actually, we did that before the cleanse. But what we noticed is I had people that had oily skin, T-zone, and dry skin. And somehow, like every other Nikon product, it just gave you what you needed. So it balanced everyone's skin out, which I found remarkable for one product line, that it would just give your body what it needed. So if people had oily skin, it would calm that down. If you had dry skin, it would moisturize you more. So I found that pretty fascinating. The True Elements Nourishing Hand Cream, enriched with aloe vera for a soothing effect and will give hands a smooth, velvety feel. Moisturizing, non-greasy formula absorbs quickly to provide long-lasting results. Certified organic shea butter, olive, macadamia, and jojoba oils help preserve moisture and youthful softness. And a lot of times I'll just put that on actually my chest and my arms too if I'm going out on a boat. You have to reapply it more often because it acts like a natural sunscreen. If I'm going to be out in the sun all day, I will have to resort to a real sunscreen. But just throughout my day running around, I use the True Elements to protect my skin because my body really does not like the toxic ingredients. The market wants green. In 2006 study, 59% of women choose beauty products with only natural ingredients. In 2008 report, 93% would like certified organic skincare, benchmarking company Age of Naturals. 80% because natural is better for their skin. 64% didn't want chemicals on their skin. 27% consider chemicals harmful to their health. 61% agree it is difficult to tell if a product is natural or not. 89% want to feel safer and believe companies and professionals should be more forthcoming. Last priority, therapeutic, dermatology, and science was dead last. January 22nd, 2008. And that is the PowerPoint. So the beauty of, just to highlight, no mineral oil, no silicone, no emulsifiers that include PEG, which are always in caps, no viscosity-controlling agents such as carbomer, no preservatives that include phenoxyethanols or parabens, no synthetic dyes, colors, or perfumes, no solvents that include propylene glycol. So you gotta really watch for those glycols in there too. And the whole kit is generally less expensive than one or two products that you might buy at the mall. And it's so much healthier for you. So I'm very grateful to Nikon for taking the extra effort to create products that are with ingredients from the Swiss Alps, but it's actually put together and manufactured in Israel, which is known for its skincare. So based on that, does anybody have any testimonies that they have they'd like to share about the True Elements before I stop recording? Nope. Well, it changed my life, so I invite you all to try it and stick with it, and you will be so happy once you have.